knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Please company too. Down at our rendezvous.
It's open.
Can you come out to my
party? Hi, Jack. You got the 50 bucks you owe me?
Whatever happened to hello?
Hello? You got the 50 bucks you owe me. I really need it there.
I can see. I mean, taking in laundry, Jack? Come on.
I'm just getting ready for my lunch date with Sharon.
Sharon Gordon?
Mercy. It took 19 phone calls, but she finally agreed to go out with me.
Well, did you tell her you were a friend of mine?
Why do you think it took 19 phone calls?
Have you seen my purse, Jack? I'm running so late.
Terry, it's right there on the couch.
Oh, thanks.
Look at that uniform.
Can I ask you a medical question?
Sure, Larry.
Do you make house calls at all?
Try the Red Cross, Larry. They handle disasters.
Burn City, Larry. Burn City.
Hi, Larry. Getting ready for your big date, huh?
Oh, I can't wait.
Jack, I know you are going to be crazy about this girl.
Crazy, 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 crazy. Hold it. I never told her about my date with Sharon.
Now, who's she talking about?
Why do I feel like a building just before the wrecking ball hits?
Okay, Jack. Agnes is going to be here to meet you about noon.
Agnes?
Yeah. You didn't forget, did you?
Forget what?
Jack, I told you Agnes is going to be stopping off here on her way back from Hawaii. Remember?
Agnes?
Jack Tripper!
Oh, that Agnes. Oh, yeah.
Jack Tripper. So help me, if you try to get out of this, I'll... Why is he doing that?
Tight underwear. Look, Janet, suppose I couldn't meet Agnes. Would you hate my guts for the rest of my life?
What there is left of it.
I can't wait to meet Agnes. Tell me, she doesn't happen to have a nickname, does she?
No, Jack, she's just plain Agnes Platt.
That's what I figured.
Look, Jack, you're really gonna like this girl, I'm telling you. I mean, she has a great personality, and she's very bright, and she's a lot of fun.
No!
Get dressed. She's gonna be here in less than half an hour.
Can you believe this? It takes me 2 weeks to get a date with Sharon Gordon, and I have to stand her up.
I'd take Sharon to lunch for you, Jack, but my teeth are still loose from our last date. She's got a left hook that would drop a moose.
Wait a minute, Larry. You don't have to go out to lunch with Sharon. You can go out to lunch with Agnes.
Agnes?
Yeah.
I'm not that hungry.
Larry, wait a minute. Larry. All you have to do is pretend you're me. And then in a couple of hours, Agnes will be on a plane. She's out of here. Everybody's happy.
Do I look happy?
Larry, didn't you hear what Janet said? This girl has a great personality. She's a lot of fun. She's beautiful.
I didn't hear beautiful.
I'm sure it was in there somewhere.
Yeah, great personality, lots of fun. In girl talk, that means she bites the mailman and chases cars.
Larry. Larry.
Me go out with Agnes? I'd have to be crazy.
Suppose I forgot about the 50 bucks you owe me.
Call me Crazy Larry.
I knew it. Larry, all right then. Okay, it's a deal, but remember, you're me, Jack Tripper. Don't hit on the girl.
Hit on Agnes? I'd have to charge you extra.
Larry!
All right, all right! Don't worry. I'll be you. It won't be easy. I'll have to hold back about 90% of my charm.
You usually do.
Bing bong. Jack, that must be Agnes. I'll get it.
Hi, I'm Agnes.
Mercy.
Are you Jack Tripper?
Am I ever? Come in. Come in, come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Hey there. Can I buy you a drink?
Isn't it a little early, Jack?
Yeah, for a nice cold lemonade? Gosh and golly, I make it so tart, even the pitcher puckers.
thanks, I'll wait on the lemonade.
Okay.
So, this is where you live?
Yeah. Oh, please, sit down.
You don't have to sit that far away.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, come on. Sit next to me. Oh, Janet didn't tell me you were so shy.
I'm not.
She said that you were a perfect gentleman.
I am.
You know, you and I are going to have a great time together.
You just name it.
Oh, no. You decide. I'm totally in your hands.
Run, baby. Ow! Sharon, baby. Sharon, can you come out tonight? Come, come, come out tonight. Do ya? Hello, Sharon. Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. Hi. I know I just left you, but I just wanted to call and tell you that I had a great time. Jack Tripper. Yes, I knew you were kidding. Yeah, Sharon, listen, I don't know how I'm going to keep my mind on my work tonight, but... Yeah, well, remember, you haven't been to my bistro. You got a standing invitation anytime you want. You're welcome to drop in anytime. Uh-huh. Well, I'll let you go now, but I just wanted to call and say... goodbye.
Okay, tomorrow, all right.
Bye, Bill. Hi, girls.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, did you want the couch? I'm sorry.
Well, tell us all about it.
About what?
Oh, he's going to make us drag it out of him. Jack, please, we want to hear about your date with Agnes.
Yeah, what did you think of her?
She's okay. I should check my mail.
Wait. What do you mean she was okay? Didn't you think she was pretty?
Janet, I did you a favor, okay? I took your friend out, I showed her around, and that's it.
That's it?
That's it. So, let's get on with our lives, shall we?
Gee, I was kind of hoping that the two of you would... Hello? Agnes? Are you calling from the airport? Oh. Jack did what? You're kidding. No, he didn't say one word about it. He's just sitting there like Mr. Innocent, the rat. Well, thanks, Agnes. Yeah, and I'm glad you called, because I want to see how he's going to squirm his way out of this one. Yeah, bye. So.
Hmm.
You thought you'd get away with it, didn't you?
Yeah, Jack.
Get away with what? He talked Agnes into changing planes and having dinner with him tonight.
He what?
He did.
Jack, come on. Honestly, she could not stop raving about him.
What did you do to that girl?
I have to find out.
Wait. We'll all find out tonight.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Yeah. After dinner, Terry and I are going to join you and Agnes for drinks.
I think I need my drink now.
How did your date with Sharon go, old buddy?
Don't you old buddy me, you low-down, double-crossing, backstabbing...
Whoa, hold it. What did I do?
Janet just told me what a wonderful time I had.
You did.
But you talked Agnes into staying another night. Why, Larry, why?
So? We're gonna have one last evening together. What's the problem?
Janet and Terry are going to meet Agnes and Jack for drinks after dinner. Now, Larry, I want you to call Agnes and cancel the dinner date, okay?
I don't know where to reach her.
Well, where are you meeting Agnes for dinner?
The best place in town. My restaurant.
You don't have a restaurant. Oh, no. You didn't.
I thought you could use the business.
Idiot!
Hey! If you think it's so easy being you, you ought to try it sometime.
What?
Look, this was your idea, remember?
Yeah, I know. What am I going to do now?
All right, just keep Janet and Terry from showing up.
Well, how do I do that?
I'm supposed to be Jack Tripper. I'm not that smart.
Larry!
But... if you're asking Larry Dallas, I can tell you what to do.
What?
First things first.
All right.
Oh, Terry, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see Jack and Agnes together tonight.
I think Jack can wait. He didn't seem too happy about us meeting them for drinks.
Yeah, I know. And I'll bet he tries to talk us out of it some way.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
I see you're getting ready for my date tonight.
We sure are.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll tell you, Agnes and I are surely looking forward to your company. I wonder who that could be. Hello? Agnes, what a surprise. What? You're changing your plans? You're going to fly back tonight? That's a shame. I was looking... No,
Larry! Wait. The old telephone bit has not worked for 5 years, so knock it off. What? I know it was Jack's idea.
Give me that. Larry?
Did you really think you could fool us?
Not really, but it was worth a shot.
Look, Jack, if you really want us to stay away, why don't you just say so?
Okay, I really want you to stay away.
Not a chance.
What? You know, Janet, if Jack wants to be alone with Agnes, I think we ought to respect his privacy.
Terry!
Yeah, now listen to the blonde person, Janet. There's a little sense in there.
Okay. We won't join you for drinks.
Thank you.
Nails.
Ah, thank you. I appreciate your courtesy. By the way, girls, listen. If you want to watch me on any other date...
Ow, Jack!
Feel free.
Ow!
Well, what got into you?
No time to talk, Janet. We have got to get dressed.
Get dressed for what?
Well... we said that we wouldn't meet them for drinks, but that doesn't mean that we can't stop by our favorite restaurant for a cup of coffee.
Jack was right, blonde person.
There is a little sense in there.
I hate to trouble you, but could we have some water?
Well, certainly. Here you are.
Yeah. Well, this is it. My gift to the American gourmet.
Oh, Jack.
Jack, at your service.
Excuse me. I'm terribly
sorry. Is his name Jack, too?
Huh? No. It's Zach. With a Z. Yeah. He's my maitre d'. Oh, Zach!
Good evening, Mr. Tripper. Oh, no.
Miss Platt, Zach.
Good evening, Miss Platt, Zach.
Agnes Platt. Zach.
Ah, yes, of course. Yes. Well, Mr. Tripper, I have your table right here.
Here we go.
May I get... Ah, yes, yes, right here. Go. My, my.
Yeah.
This is a special occasion, Zach. So, why don't you bring us something I couldn't afford if I were just a customer? May I recommend the macaroni and cheese?
You may, but I think we'll have the glazed chicken with truffles and the beluga caviar.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Excuse me. We still haven't gotten our water.
Right away, sir.
The glazed chicken with truffles, how do you prepare that?
Well, we slap the chicken around till it has this glazed look on its face. Yeah. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll get you the recipe. Meanwhile, why don't you pick a dessert? An expensive one.
Here's your water, sir. Sorry. Janet? Karen? What are you doing here?
Dropping by our favorite restaurant for a cup of coffee.
Coffee?
That's right. With cream and sugar, please.
Okay, but just don't move, okay? Just get back in there until I call you.
Yeah.
Get
in.
Here you go. You weren't supposed to come here.
Well, Janet couldn't help herself. She just wanted to see you and Agnes together.
Then you'll leave?
Yes, we promise.
Okay, good. Okay. Agnes? May I call you Agnes? Well, instead of that chicken, I thought maybe you'd like a dish we call shrimp Alsace. Let me tell you how we prepare it. First, we find the tenderest shrimps possible, just about the size of a lady's finger, and I personally sample one from each order.
I wish we could hear what he's saying.
And for the sauce, we use only the reddest tomatoes, like the color of your lips. How does that sound?
Well, I'll tell you. Because this is my friend Jack's restaurant, I'm not going to make a scene. But just to let you know how I feel about being hit on...
No! Shrimp!
Boy, Jack has that lovesick look, doesn't he? Yeah, I feel kind of guilty spying on him. Yeah, me too. Come on, Terry. Let's leave the two lovebirds alone. Come on.
Excuse me, I think I'll check on your order. You know, you got real sharp shoes.
Why did you push me in the kitchen?
You're lucky it wasn't the oven, you know.
Jack, you really should say something to your maitre d'. While you were gone, he hit on me.
Up to his old tricks again, huh? You know, if he didn't have a wife and six kids, I'd fire him.
Six kids?
Oh, yeah. He keeps hitting on her, too.
About going back in there.
Oh, Jerry, come on. Agnes is one of my very best friends, and I didn't even get to speak to her. Now, come on. Come on. Right.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Oh, hi, Janet. What a surprise.
Yeah, you can say that again, Agnes. I go and fix you up with a really wonderful guy, then I walk in here and I find you making out with...
That.
That?
Oh, I'm so sorry. If I had known they were going to do this, I'd have never gotten you involved.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Jack Tripper?
Yeah? Sharon,
Hi, Sharon. Hi. What are you doing here?
Well, you said drop in any time.
Any time, but now.
Hold on. He's not Jack. He's Zach.
Zach?
Yes, tell her, Jack.
Yeah, tell me, Larry.
Larry.
That's right. This is Jack. You've got Larry.
This is the Larry upstairs that Janet wrote me about?
That's the one.
Did she say nice things about me? I guess not.
Oh, Agnes, I'm so sorry. I guess they must have changed places on you. The creeps.
Why would you do a thing like that?
Look, there is a simple explanation.
That's not it.
Jack Tripper, if you don't tell me what's going on around here, I think I'm gonna give you the...
No. Easy, easy.
Stay. All of you have a right to be mad at me, okay? Listen, I did the wrong thing for the right reason. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I even talked my friend Larry here into going against his principles. I am truly sorry, and I humbly apologize to each and every one of you. Now, if anyone wants to belt me, just get in line.
Me first! Not a chance.
I'll see you later, girls.
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. Wait, whoa. Where are you going?
You promised to take us to the flower show.
To the flower show? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to... It's my mother's birthday today.
Don't give us that.
Of all the lame excuses,
no,
Jack.
No, honest. I'm supposed to be in San Diego right now.
Jack Tripper.
Ooh. Hello? Ah, Mom, listen, I'm on my way. I was just out the door. The girls were...
Listen, you. I am getting sick and tired of you and your stupid phone calls. What? No, this is Terry. Happy birthday, Mrs. Tripper.
I'm leaving right now, okay? I know.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.